Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. Hope your Monday is going pretty well. Always get involved with the program by texting in. On the text line, 713-572-4610. We're from the 979. They said, Dow will be paying people here in Bowling, Texas. I've been pondering. Like, it's been rolling through my brain all day, or all break, rather, the idea of, like, NIL being legal to 17-year-olds. And obviously, I think that particular barrier line is to allow, you know, like early entrance into college or what have you. But yeah. I'm just like, are there ways that the college football game could be manipulated by that? And I'm like, I actually think I might be making too much of it, because if we're going to be completely honest, we know that the game ain't entirely just about who is from this area going to the schools that they are zoned for, that there is some level of moving around, that it becomes very kind of professionalized in some ways in order to get kids a certain way. I'm just like, does it become more prevalent if there is like a legal or pseudo legal way to and put more money into a kid or a family's pocket in order to try and make some of that shake? That was one of the things I was thinking about.
I mean, look, you know, there are ways. There will be ways get it done. And by the way, he says, I doubt we're going to be getting NIL money in bowling. I bet you will if there's a stud player there.
Well, I mean,
if there's a stud player
the money's got to be there. Do you have the benefactor to put the money down? That's ultimately.
Well, no, what I'm saying.
How much NIL?
What I'm saying is
you can get $200 right here.
Yeah. Texas.
Oh, you mean from like the schools A&M. Coming down?
They're paying NIL money like for the. What's bowling near? Is bowling near Dallas? I forget where I've been through there, but like I can't remember. Like some car dealership. Hey, you know, NIL money. Let's do a commercial with the kid from bowling. Oh, by the way, we love the Longhorns. You know, or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, that was a very interesting process. Well, speaking of getting paid and speaking of money, that ended up being one of the things that CJ Gardner-Johnson talked about with Aaron Wilson in a little bit of a roundabout way, because that we mentioned it last week. That was a point of contention with him between himself and his former defense coordinator, Vic Fangio, as well as Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, on the reason why they decided to part way with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and the trade obviously transpired with the Texans that ultimately sent Kenyon Green from here over there, but brought back one of the safeties that Pro Football Focus looks at as one of the top 25. You know that the Texans have three top 25 safeties in Pro Football Focus ranking?
I didn't know it was three.
Three of them.
Wow.
Three of them. Yeah, man. Shout out to the Texans. But with that being the case, kind of wanted to circle in on, and again, shout out to Aaron Wilson. If you want to watch the whole thing, I believe it's on his YouTube page, for getting this interview. Because C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a very interesting dude. And I thought that there was a few things that jumped out as really interesting portions of this. Wasn't it, Lopez?
There was. And the first one, first of all, we're gonna realize you're going to love this dude. You're going to love this guy. Talk about Swarm. And really tough and not afraid to talk. But I thought three things. There were other things that the morning guys talked about this morning, but I thought three things happened that really jumped out. The first one, Figgy, was talking about winning and winning here. I believe it's 19. This was really good, and fans are going to love it.
I got three more championships in me. I'm beyond with you. I got three more. I'm probably going to win the next 3 years. That's how I'm feeling. not because of who I am, just because I've been put around great teams, like from Detroit, Philly, twice. New Orleans, we was close. Yeah, I think I never had a losing tradition, and going back to college, I had, you know, I had one bad year out of three. So, yeah, in high school, never lost. So.
He's a guy that is certainly going to bring that, and that's an element that
when you say that. What are you talking about?
The winning and the commanding
tradition. Tradition.
Hey, I feel him.
I feel him on that, man.
I understand. We've all been there where that word's just not coming out the way.
Yeah, I feel him on that.
Like, there are a bunch of guys on this team that have the edge, the swarm that we all know, with the leadership, the Will Anderson and all that. But there's just something about a guy that has won and bringing it. And I think there's a Trent Brown element, you know, there, even if he doesn't play to the level, and I don't expect him to, of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but having done it. And you know, he talked – this was a great interview. Shout out to Aaron Wilson, because you know he had to wait that one out, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson was doing a workout. You know, Aaron Wilson was just sitting there waiting and finally got him to sit down and talk some. But not just you know, knows how to win – and has is a leader, but has actually won. I think that's a big factor here.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, right? Yeah. Like having that, you know, whatever the winner, you know, or the championship mentality, or whatever the, you know, mm-hmm. the small details are that you kind of pick up in that circumstance, you would imagine that he's able to, you know, bring that mm-hmm. and, you know, give that game to folks. But I think it's also as simple as, or one of the things that we could talk about that's as simple as, that is a defensive back room that has two young cats that, you know, locked, running lockstep. They're, you know, kind of tied together at the hip, and Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen him giving game to one of them, Kamari Lassiter. Yeah. We saw him working in great detail with, right? And mm-hmm. as soon as he got traded, just out in the field, making sure that they get the details right, end up, you know, giving them game in different ways. Even though, you know, they're from different schools in the SEC, like, you know, particularly those particular rivals in Georgia.
Well, they don't like each other.
They don't, but those guys, like, they already are making those kind of jokes, which makes me look at them like, okay, mm-hmm. so y'all are closer than I probably realized already. But then on top of that, like, his backfield mate, the two of them are going mm-hmm. to be ball hawking together, C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kalen Bullock, and I'm just excited for that level of experience to show up with those guys. I mean, you've had Jimmy Ward, don't get me wrong, like, that's mm-hmm. there as well. But another guy to also bring the other various different, you know, pieces of this to the table. I think that's really interesting. But the idea of the winning mentality, I think, and, you know, just the doggedness of him, I think that's fair. That'll be an interesting thing to add.
It's crazy. And to add on to what Lopez said, like, he actually won. Mm-hmm. He just won last year. It was just last year. It was a couple months ago, man.
Just last year.
So you're going to bring some of that style from last year. It was like, I know Trent Brown won too, mm-hmm. but that
one
was
of them going to be playing.
Yeah,
that's what I said. But CJ just won last year, just a couple months ago, man. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole thing about, like, winning with D'Amico. And I believe that's 21, if I'm getting this right. Winning with D'Amico. I mean, he's a guy that not only reflects, you know, the swarm mentality that D'Amico likes, but actually, this is one of the rare cases, because I think it's not always important that a head coach played in the NFL. You know, a lot of head coaches never even played football. But in some cases, it makes a big, big difference.
I can't speak for everybody, but I know that we're going to damn near be at the top at the end of the year and have a chance to compete for a championship. So I think that's why I'm here. I'm proud to be a Texan. I think I'm proud of every team I played for. I got a job. other than that, I just want to make Coach proud, you know, just meeting him and stuff. I obviously playing against him a couple years in Philly. Finally coming together and trying to win one together would be kind of amazing.
It's he's a guy that just really, I think it means more, you know, having that head coach D'Amico.
You think that D'Amico is reached, or, I mean, is reaching, depending on how you view this, that perspective where he is now a free agent draw? Like, he is part of the magnetism of this
place? I mean, he was once, it seemed like. You know, at least once. I don't think it hurts. I'll put it that way. So, you're listening to this, you could tell where he's had a chip on his shoulder. You could tell where he's still very, very hungry.
Oh, that chip, it very much exists on his shoulder in a way that I kind of love, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could maybe get to a place where you feel like a dude gets complacent. Like, this dude is driven in a way that is, I don't think that you can ever take that away from him, right? Winning, money, mm-hmm. what have you. He seems like he's in a place where, you know, no matter what, he's going to find the thing that drives him, the thing that motivates him, and he's going to play with that level of energy and effort, which, again, is why he feels like he fits perfectly with what the Texans want to do. Will has said it numerous times, like, the Texans ain't for everyone.
Yeah.
And it feels like this is a, you know, hand in glove fit with what the Texans want to do, and one of the reasons why it feels like this is going to, like, this, it just has to work.
Yeah. No, it has to work, and I think Seth brought up a really good point this morning as well. When he was talking about things like this, like, it's one thing to be able to be yourself, which D'Amico allows you to be, but also he demands the detail and the work and getting everything right in his sense, in the way that D'Amico wants it to be done. And I think C.J. Gardner's feeding off of that. Like, he's himself. He's going to be out there. He's going to be not controversial, be outspoken, and all that. But I think what D'Amico loves is he gets the work in. That video that was done on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. It was on Memorial when everybody else might be at a barbecue or out of town or whatever. He was there on Memorial Day, you know, getting some more work done.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, he's absolutely that type of dude. Like, I have zero qualms, and hearing him talk like all the way through this again, worth listening to the entirety of the interview with Aaron Wilson that CJ Gardner-Johnson did. Like, I am not that I had any level of doubt, but I don't know that doubt could creep in at this point moving forward, just with the conviction that this guy has, the ways in which, like, he's obviously a pro's pro in various ways. So yeah, I'm super excited to see what he looks like in this defense.
No, but there has been a lot of doubt about him. I mean, down to like
in what way?
Let's ask him. We now know why he wore and likes to be called 8, even though he's not going to be wearing number 8 anymore.
I'm just going to address certain things that should be addressed. Especially when you talk about me as a person. Especially when you don't know me, like when you're attacking my personal, when you don't know that, like, I haven't had no issues really that's like, how can I say, news breaking. So right now I'm cool with how everything's going. It's not for me to understand anymore or try to figure out, because it's already been set in stone. They want to write you how they write you. I guess I done wore the black ball already. I wore 8.
That was awesome. And now we know why he wore number 8. It's the black ball.
It's literally the 8 ball,
in billiards, right? Yeah.
Literally the black ball.
Yeah.
Which
I like that.
I do. If for no other reason than, like, hey, man, it's clearly front of mind at all times that this dude has a chip on his shoulder, which I sometimes kind of scoff at the athlete, like the athlete mentality of doing that, right? Like, I had real problems with during in the height of the pandemic, when all we had to do was watch The Last Dance, and everybody's like, yeah, that's how you're a winner. I'm like, no, that's how you're a sociopath, right? Like, that Michael Jordan was a sociopath that everybody felt like that's what you had to do to win. However, I will acknowledge, you do have to be
built. It worked.
You got to be built different, right? Like, I don't think that that's the only way to win, but those dudes have to be built different in their mentalities. He's got that built different in spades, right? So I'm very intrigued to see how this ultimately comes in, and the ways in which, like, he makes other dudes better, right? Like, that's a dude who also he wants to succeed at all costs, to the point where you not bringing down my opportunity to succeed either,
like, right?
And so that I think that added level of accountability, not to say that that wasn't there, like, it just feels like it multiplies when you have the guy of that mentality, of that kind of stature.
And look, the other part about this that's important is he feels, now to what degree it's reality, I don't know, that people do think he's this bad dude. No, he's just a bad dude on the field.
And it made me feel bad when I heard that as well, because, like, I've kind of talked about it as him being, like, a little bit, you know, he could be a lot, right? And
well, he's a lot and a bad guy are two different things.
Right, but even then, like, I think I've danced close enough to this where it's almost sounded like, or maybe it has sounded like, the idea, oh, man, he could be some level of problem. Yeah, just chant. It feels like everything is channeling this in the way of trying to win football games.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I think continually I come back to and I'm excited about. From 713, 8 ball can also mean cocaine too. And you know what?
That's not what he was talking about, because he was talking about the black ball.
No, of course. Yeah. That was what he was. I'm 100% with you. But at the same time, if he is an 8 ball to this team, I take it. Like, he seems like he has a level of energy that, again, not saying that you have plenty of these dudes, but another one of those dudes doesn't hurt it, man. Like, another one of those dudes makes it so that.
I think he's different. I mean, from the moment that trade, and oh, by the way, traded for Kenyon Green.
I mean, somebody that.
Oh, are you saying that that's a?
I mean, no, that's a one-sided trade. I mean, who knows how good Kenyon Green is going to be in Philadelphia? But I mean, if for this team right now, getting him for a player that was not a part of your plans, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, day of it was this is a great trade.
Yeah.
It only looks better as this continues to go along.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what it looks like, especially getting on the field. This feels like such a, and I mean, we've talked about this time and time again. How do you throw on this defense?
Yeah.
How do you even fix your fingers to throw a football?
To make the call.
Against, like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, again, you got Derek Stingley, all pro, like, runs in phase perfectly with guys, good ball skills, right? Because it's not like he's just one of these dudes that I'm on this dude like white on rice. However, mm-hmm. I got stone hands. Not that. Kamari Lasser over here seems to have like the wisdom of a dude much older than he is that makes up for any like physical things that you might even begin to bring up. Caleb Bullock early on looked like a good ball hog. Maybe you go, hey, we're going to try and attack him. But now he's backed up by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who is a fantastic ball hog, but also has the physicality. And then you got Jalen Petrie just in here being just a little ball of energy and physicality if you want to run on the perimeter. And I mean, even throwing against him, like he seems to have a good, like I saw Seth post a video on Twitter, and it was highlighting just like his, in part, highlighting Jalen Petrie, like how well he understands the scheme that D'Amico wants to run and the ways in which he utilizes that to, you know, jump passes and things like that. I'm just like, where are you supposed to throw the football?
No, I totally agree. And you know, I thought you were going to go here. What a fun training camp this is going to be.
Oh yeah, that one.
What a fun camp this is
going to
be.
Just like energy, pure energy. This is going to be fun. And now, like, I look at the offense, I'm like, hey, match that.
Yeah.
Because the defense got all the juice, like all the juice in the world. Match that. And maybe this is the juice bringer in some ways, as we're trying to see if Nick, somebody said from the 713, is Nick Chubb coming? I'm not reading the words that you put in the middle. Is Nick Chubb coming? We'll see. We will see. But I mean, Ian Rappaport seems to believe like all of the numbers are in line. It is simply based off of whether the physical is a pass or not. So we'll find out, and we'll let you know as soon as we see that. And maybe a little bit after when we verify as well, once we see it. Lopez. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We will do that next. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so I just got to admit this. As much as you know, you guys know how much I love to cook and love to eat well and all that stuff. Hell, we were just talking about chicken fried chicken and barbecue during the break.
All it did was make me hungry.
Yeah,
I forgot my snack today, so I'm just over here hungry.
He's looking at me eating my chicken fried chicken leftovers and and salivating. But as much as I love to cook and all that, Jalen Carter was right. You see what Jalen Carter was making a little social media news this weekend?
Was he?
Yeah. He said that he eats Hamburger Helper. He could eat Hamburger Helper every day. And that they're definitely, you know, his mom makes it. It's definitely one thing that he likes better than homemade, et cetera. My confession is, I agree. And, like, there are certain packaged foods or mixes that I will just prefer over homemade food. Hamburger Helper is one of them.
Oh, like over just like a regular beef stroganoff or something?
Like, we've made, I'm sure you guys have made it too, like homemade Hamburger Helper with the noodles and all that stuff. I still like the box, man. So it got me thinking a little bit, and we're not going to turn this into a whole deal, but I want to just give you, make you guys think a little bit, and if you fall in the same boat, like foods that I prefer the packages
okay.
over homemade. I came up with four.
I only have one that immediately jumped to mind.
Hamburger Helper, yellow box cake. It's yellow cake, like for a birthday. It's just hard to emulate.
Yellow cake is good.
Yellow cake is good.
Yeah. I will stand there. But actually, I feel like you give me a solid homemade pound cake.
No, but that's different. Yeah, homemade cakes are better than yellow box cake. But like for a simple, you know, kid's birthday, you can't beat it. I actually came up with three. And the other one was Sloppy Joe's. I've made homemade Sloppy Joe's. I just prefer the little mix that you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Sloppy Joe's hit no matter what.
Sloppy Joe's, yellow cake, Hamburger Helper. So I got to admit, that's my confession. Sometimes those packages are better. You think of any?
The only thing where I can go the processed version is better than like a organic, or not maybe necessarily organic, but like a homemade full version. Cranberry sauce. I need it to have ridges. If you don't got ridges, I'm not eating it. Like that is the way that I operate. But that's the only one where I like me some Hamburger Helper. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You give me some like fresh made beef stroganoff. I'm gonna be happier though.
Than the mix.
Yeah, than the hamburger.
Now, that one, I think I'm with you. Yeah.
But that's the one where you started with.
No, I said Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, the same joint.
No, it's not. Hamburger Helper and beef stroganoff are two different meals.
Yeah, it's a different type of Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
You got hamburger.
The hamburger meat with the little macaroni.
Yeah, ground beef.
You don't make those at the house by yourself?
I have. I'm saying I like the box better. How about you, Fee?
That's wild.
Yeah, honestly, this could be a hot take, but I really love Stouffer's mac and cheese.
The frozen joints?
Yeah.
That's good.
Stouffer's.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got to be Stouffer's, though, man. Mm-hmm. I would be fine with that if somebody brought that to Thanksgiving and said, this is the mac and cheese.
I'd be fine with that. That fits.
I think I agree with y'all just to a point. Like, I'm eating all of those. Like, trust me, we're not complaining.
Yeah.
I just won't take it so far as I like this better than the version that.
Hamburger Helper, I do.
And
Sloppy Joe's.
I can't tell you you're wrong because that is you things.
And I'm the guy that loves to cook. You know, we cook every day, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry now. That's all that's happening. It's not helping at all. All right. I saw this over the weekend, and it really garnered my interest. And so did you see what's happening with College Football 26?
The game?
Yeah. EA College Football 26 is the second iteration of College Football since it came back.
What's happening with the updates or just people playing the beta version?
Well, I'll explain what I mean here. I saw this from Front Office Sports, but this has been going around. So EA Sports will pay schools featured in EA College Football 26. Understood. You're supposed to pay them. But they'll pay them based on how often the teams are used in gameplay.
Ooh.
So, like, of the payouts, if a certain school is utilized for a certain amount of time or what have you, or a certain amount of usage, that will then dictate how much the payout is to that school.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, like, when 25 came out, I was like, look, man, I don't think I want to get back into EA College Football or the college football game. I know the amount of time that I used to spend on that. I don't have that for gaming anymore. That made me think about, like, is this now going to be, can I trick my brain into going, nah, you helping the school out. You helping your club out.
Oh, that's where you're going. Okay.
Like, you helping your school out by using Kansas State University.
You play K-State 99% of the time.
Play them a whole bunch. Yeah. And you helping your school get their money.
Yeah, playing like 14 hours this weekend to give them $50.
Helping the NIL collector, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, And I was like, that's stupid because there's no way that it's going to be significant
enough.
One guy
in Houston, Texas.
But in my brain, I'm like, but I do think that like that probably is going to be huge for schools like Kent State that everybody likes using and trying to build up. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Like, especially when we're in this new era where you got to spend more and more money. These schools that usually don't have great paths.
Yeah. Yeah. Kennesaw. Oh, what is it? Kennesaw
State?
Yeah. People going to be using those and all.
Yeah. See, I thought you were going where you didn't like it because it hurts the smaller schools. But I forgot, a lot of people like to build their roster.
Yeah.
Some people have a rule saying, nah, you can't play with Ohio State. Yeah. You got to build with a small school.
That'll change my mind. Yeah, then I'm with
I mean, I still think that.
Sam Houston State, you know, hey, you know.
Yeah, get them Bearcats going, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Are they on there?
Yeah, they got to be on there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, because there's a couple schools that ain't on there because of the FCS and all that
stuff. There's certain certain schools that were.
I couldn't remember if they was on there.
They're in the bowl subdivision now. Yeah, shout out to the Bearcats. Mm-hmm. But I was like, huh, I do wonder if that makes me more intrigued in order to do this. And it does. But knowing myself, if I don't go and buy the game in the next few days, I'll probably let myself off the hook and eventually don't do it and not spend that money and not use that time, which would be the more responsible adult thing. But somewhere in there, I'm like, we can help.
I'm with it then.
We can help Eddie Nunez add a little bit of money to the U of H Cougar Athletic Fund, can't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So this weekend, I went to a different church for the first time.
Oh,
I went to a different church. So I have a friend who was supposed to be singing lead this weekend, and it was a Baptist church, so shout out to the church. So she's in the choir or the praise thing, so she was singing lead this time. So I'm like, all right, we're gonna go and support and all that stuff. But I gotta confess, man, I gotta question our friendship a little bit.
Wow.
Because so we walk in the church, and this church is in Third Ward, so I'm like, I'm walking in.
What you trying to say?
I'm realizing everybody is wearing red.
Oh.
I'm like, did she not tell us to wear red or something?
Oh, is it a special service or is this something that I have to?
I'm glad you said that. So it was Pentecost Sunday.
Okay, I was about to say. I didn't think that those things went together.
Yeah, I had no idea, man.
You thought they was banging in the church?
Mm-hmm. No, I thought there was a U of H thing.
The memo.
I thought it was a U of H thing.
Could have been.
I thought they'd support the Cougs for a little bit. Yeah. But I'm so
he was in there in his blue suit, like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was actually in the blue shirt.
That's a real oh no. That's yeah. That's a real oh no.
I'm like, I'm looking like I'm at a U of H game rocking University of Kansas, yeah. Man. I'm like, dang, I'm so mad she didn't tell me this because I would have wore something red. I would have wore red Sports Radio 610 shirt.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I tried to fit it. That's the worst thing ever, man. Just going into a church where everybody seemed like they're on the same page.
You stick out.
Oh, I stood out like a sore thumb.
You couldn't even try and like keep your head down when it was like, do we have anybody visiting for the first time? Yep. Everybody was like, you right here in the blue.
Yeah, everybody like, oh, you don't come here often.
You're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, and then not to mention the church that I go to is not as traditional. Mm-hmm. So you could kind of dress down. We talked about it before. You could rock a hat and all that stuff, but this one was a little more traditional. You seen a lot more suits and stuff, and I had a polo shirt on and I was kind of sticking out a lot, so I'm like, man, I'm like, she should have said something.
So she should have.
Did you tell her something?
No, I ain't get a chance to talk to her, but when I do, I'm like, man, you could have told us to at least wear some red.
Why are you doing me like that?
Yeah, I'm like, dang, man. I kind of felt, I don't want to say embarrassed because, you know, God don't care about all that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dang, I would like to fit in with the people a little bit.
However, you know what I mean? God don't care about it, but you got to look good, and that's why you should go to Super Bowl. Make sure you're looking good when you go to church.
All right, I think I may have misplayed this. But
before you even tell us anything, Figgy, he misplayed it, didn't he?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right, go ahead.
Well, remember that. So I'm speaking at a men's breakfast on Saturday morning at a church. Okay, I'm not going to mention. I don't want to embarrass them. But
the church?
They'll know, but no one else will. But this is the email I got. They copied me on an email they're sending out to all their constituents. Speaking of church, Figgy. This Saturday, June 21st, 8 a.m. in the Parish Hall, guest speaker will be John Lopez.
Hey!
Who is radio host of In the Loop with Nick and Lopez.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
That's four co-hosts ago.
Hey, that was about 20 years ago, it felt like. Well, it was 20 years.
I went back and thought, that's...
You need to tell me anything?
That's literally four co-hosts ago. So, I sent them a correction. Should I have not?
No, I mean,
should
I
just let it go?
I think you did the right call because that's not the show you on.
That's fair.
I was like, yeah, but I don't want. I mean, it's just
that might be the most famous person you did the show with though. Currently,
I mean, I was like, I hit send, and I'm like, now they're gonna feel bad. You know, that was the main thing, and. I didn't tell him it was four co-hosts ago. I said, well, right now it's not. It's, Reggie and Figgy.
Oh, our names got put in there?
Yeah, I put y'all's names in there. Yeah.
So. I did that a couple times where I had to speak to somebody or some kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And they put the show, The Loop.
The Loop.
Somebody said The Loop. And I'm like, man, I ain't want to be petty. I'm like, it's actually In the Loop.
It's the full name of it.
Yeah, not The Loop.
It's a pimp name.
They put the loop in quotations.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is actually In the Loop.
I did it because, I am a stickler for stuff like that. But
you are a stickler. Yeah,
I kind of felt bad.
We do know that for certain.
Yeah. By the way, people asking what church I was at, and they kind of guessing it. I was at Wheeler Avenue. Baptist Church in Third Ward.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they wasn't in there banging. I just want to make
sure.
Nah.
Man, clear. We was banging for the Lord.
That's right. Some people mentioning their more boxed foods that they like more than the original. Velveeta shells and cheese is from the 936.
That's a good one.
A lot of people go with that one. Top Ramen is one that they said, which...
Totino's Pizza. A lot Totino of people
pizza
love
rolls.
That.
Yeah, I get the Totino Pizza Rolls. Yeah. I firmly believe that, like, there's some things in life that you have just a lifetime cap on. Like, once you hit this number of times you've consumed this, you're done. I think I've hit that for ramen noodles. That and honey buns. I think for some reason I've had too many of those. I'm done with those for the rest of my life.
Honey buns, though. Don't speak too soon on that.
I think I've had my life supply. And I'm not saying I haven't had. I've had a lot of them. Don't get me wrong. I just feel like that's...
Was it a college thing?
Elementary school, all through grade school, I had a honey bun damn near every day. So, I think I'm capped out. I think I'm capped out on that. I think I'm capped out on the ramen noodles. But shout out to y'all. doing that out there. All right. Somebody said Bob Evans, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. Okay. All right. Very good. I guess keep sending those in then? Question mark?
Sure.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, coming off the weekend, so you know what we got to do. Winners and losers of the weekend, 713-572-4610. Who was a winner on the weekend? Who was a loser on the weekend? Let us know, and we'll discuss it next. All right, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend here, 713-572-4610, if you got something to add in. People still commenting on stuff from Lunchtime Confessions on two different fronts. One is more of the box foods that they like better than you know, something to be homemade or whatever. Red Baron mini pizza, they said, and then a pecan roll in the box is always a good quick lunch idea. Okay, I see you. The Red Baron pizza, people get a lot of love for the Red Baron one, so shout out to that. And then someone else, Figgy, because you was talking about going to Wheeler Ave. Someone said they took a girl on a date from there, and she owes him $100, rather. They said they wouldn't patronize that church anymore. Just because of that? That's it?
Might run into her, and I'll be mad.
That's hilarious. Where my money at?
Yeah, in the middle of church.
Remember that video of the dude, two dudes fighting in church?
Which one?
No, it was one specifically.
I do not recall this.
Yeah, somebody was, I forgot what they was doing, but two dudes in the front row started fighting, and the pastor was like, stop.
You got, yes, yeah. Yes, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, we can't have that happen.
You can't be doing that. All right, so let's get into the winners and losers of the weekend. Maybe those folks were winners or losers on that particular instance. From the 504, loser was A&M finding a new way to be stupid, Lopez. Football recruiting pictures. But they brought actual goats.
That's a win.
You like it?
That's a win. That's clearly somebody who doesn't like A&M, probably a whatever, some other school's fan.
From the 504, I'm guessing, yeah. LSU?
Maybe, possibly.
Maybe LSU.
Yeah, man. I
like that.
I do feel like the recruiting pictures. We doing a lot with all these recruiting pictures, but I guess you got to do what you meet the guys where they are, right? Meet the recruits where they are.
Well,
they
my
like
point
to
is,
these pictures.
Everyone does a lot.
No, no. Yeah. Exactly. No, I was not saying that about A&M in particular. But yeah, do what you got to do, I guess.
713 said you were a loser.
Yeah. Shout out to Steven Shannon. They go out to
the
crawfish.
Can you confirm?
I can't confirm. Okay. I was a loser in one particular way. They go out to all the crawfish tour stops. In fact, next one is going to be this Friday, and it's out towards Pearland, ain't it? I'll have to get you the details as we continue. I looked at Lopez, and he was like, why are you asking?
He looked at me like, I don't know.
What are you looking at me for?
I can come up with the schedule.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. I'll get you that at another date. But we played a little Jenga out there at Christian's Tailgate in the Energy Corridor, and it was a good game. But he won. I'll admit, I held that L there. Some other winners and losers of the weekend. How about this? I would say a winner is Jack McGlynn, the Houston Dynamo four or midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the U.S. men's national team was a loser. They played in a friendly against Turkey over the weekend. And Jack McGlynn scored literally in the first minute of play. So shout out to the Houston Dynamo product playing out there. Getting a goal versus Turkey. It's his fifth cap for the U.S. side. Obviously, getting ready for the Gold Cup. But the team lost 2-1 against Turkey. Yet another friendly loss for the side. Now, it is worth noting, they don't have the A team out there, but that's because guys decided that they didn't want to, you know, go and compete in the Gold Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we talked about Christian Pulisic. I mean, guys like Yunus Musa. It doesn't look good for Pochettino with these friendlies going into a Gold Cup that feels like it's going to be decisive on whether or not he'll keep his job.
Gold Cup is a very big tournament, and obviously, you know, they're playing here, and the championship's going to be here at NRG. This is if you follow it, the USA soccer should not be struggling like this. Three straight losses, one more friendly before the Gold Cup. A lot of the big time players opting to quote rest, which I'm not saying they don't need rest, but in years past, they would have played. This was all MLS players, which the MLS has good players. I'm not saying that either.
But they're getting better.
The best players are not participating. This is a commentary on the head coach, to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be at least in part. The performance probably getting better, but still not, definitely not up to the standard that the U.S. sets for itself. It's going to be interesting to see what they look like in the Gold Cup with some of the matches obviously taking place here in Houston. But yeah, man, hopefully they have an opportunity to play at NRG Stadium, because if they don't, there's going to be real heads will roll the way to put that. Heads will roll in that regard as they continue to work their way up to the next World Cup that's coming here relatively soon in 2026. Right, 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy that it's that soon. All right, some other winners and losers. I see this from Rob Torres on the YouTube page. Hockey fans, both Stanley Cup final games have gone into overtime. Game two went into double overtime as well. I got to admit, and this is a confession, I said that I wanted to tap in on the NHL, the Stanley Cup final. I haven't actually tapped in the way.
Well, I haven't watched the entirety, but you know, we were watching the other night. Did they play Friday?
Yeah, they played Friday.
They played Friday.
I saw some of the overtimes with this particular. Actually, I had the game on. I just wasn't locked
in. Yeah, that's what we were doing. We were watching other stuff and then flipping back. I just wanted to keep tabs on it. But no, not completely locked in, but terrific games,
yeah,
to say the least.
Just like the NBA Finals, 1-1 there with the Panthers getting that double overtime win that we were talking about on Friday. So that one, I think they're set to play game three tonight, I believe, back at Sunrise, Florida. Oilers, Panthers, game three. It's been fun. I saw at least one thing I do remember seeing. Connor McDavid, that dude is so good. Mm-hmm. Like he's a lot of stick work, passing the puck rather, getting the goal. Of course, they lose that game, the one that I actually remember him dicing folks up in. Some other winners and losers. Figgy, this one's for you. French Open over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Both finals were phenomenal.
It was good,
both
man.
Both finals were absolutely incredible. They're winners in that regard. Coco Gauff became the first American woman since 2015 to win at Roland Garros. So obviously where the French Open is held and obviously the name that they prefer that it's called. And what was interesting about that particular matchup is you had Coco shining, wins her second major at age 21. So it feels like the road ahead of her is so huge. But what's kind of sad was that the woman that she played against, the number one ranked woman in the world, Aryna Sabalenka versus Coco Gauff, who was number two, which, I mean, it delivered in that type of matchup. This was Aryna Sabalenka seemingly being a little bit of a bad sport after this final.
I think it was the worst final I ever played. I was just making unforced errors. Like, I don't know, I have to check the statistics. I think she won the match not because she played incredible, just because I made all of those mistakes from... Like, if you look from the outside, kind of like from an easy balls. Everything yeah, that hurts. I mean, especially when you've been playing really great tennis during the whole week. You know, you've been playing against a lot of tough opponents, Olympic champion, Iga, you know, and then you go out and you play really bad. Like, I don't know. I think if Iga would win me another day, I think she would go out today and she would get the win.
Damn.
So basically, she was like, I mean, I played bad, but if that other girl had beat me, she'd have beat Coco. Like, Coco wasn't that nice, was basically what it felt like she was saying.
She pretty much said, she didn't win. I lost. Oh, I sucked.
100%. And
people descended upon her. She ultimately kind of tried to clarify and offer a level of apology. I mean, I know I watched that. I think, Figgy, you watched it. I think that, like, in order to say that, because she did have 70 unforced errors. She had a lot of errors, but I think you neglect and you miss what Coco Gauff does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a lot of range and speed to where the shots that normally would win you points, she gets to, so she makes you take aggressive shots.
And force unforced errors.
Yeah, she makes you take more aggressive shots, just like you talk about with the hidden errors.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hidden forced errors because it's like, hey, a shot that you would normally take that wins you a point, you now have to be even more aggressive. That makes you make errors, and then she wins the match.
And how about 5 hours and 29 minutes?
That's right, for the men's final between Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz. All Carlos Alcaraz, ultimately the champion there. That, I mean, that is now the second longest major in recent history at the very least.
Yeah. Is that too much, Figgy?
Five and a half hours of tennis?
Nah, I'll say if it's a good match, nah, it's not.
Five and a half hours?
You glued in. I ain't gonna lie. I was looking at it on my phone because remember I was at church.
Yeah. Oh,
during that time.
Oh, that's right.
I got out and I'm like, damn, this game's still on?
It's still on, bro.
I
went into the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was like one something and it was still on.
Yeah. I ended up catching the end of it.
You have breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. So the tennis was fantastic. Can I throw up a potential loser here?
Yeah, man.
Figgy Fig, I think Figgy Fig is a loser here.
Uh-oh.
Figgy, you got, brother.
What happened?
Figgy, you got. So in our group chat, which still bears the name that is a...
It's a great name.
What's the name?
Dem Boys on Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off a little bit too, man.
And it wasn't just Figgy, to be fair. Like, I think also I saw a lot of Texans Twitter falling for this because this came from an account at T Collins NBC that tweeted and tweets as if they are a... A media member covering the Eagles said, Jalen Carter is wrecking havoc today. just beat right guard Kenyon Green for the sixth consecutive play. Tyler Steen is coming in to replace Green. Hashtag fly Eagles fly. Now that that just seems like, hey, they're over at camp. Kenyon Green doing the thing that we kind of gotten used to him doing, which is, you know, kind of getting beat, admittedly, by a good defensive end or defensive tackle, rather. Problem is, if you go and look at the at T Collins NBC account, it says the profile says Eagles NBC reporter. It has one follower, and it is following three accounts.
Oh, man. And I didn't even check all that. I just seen people reacted to that tweet.
That's right. There are two tweets, and both of them have to do with Kenyon Green. And I went and I looked at all the people who quote tweeted that particular tweet, and they're all Texans fans, and I'm like, this might have been a Texans fan who created a parody account in order to try to make fun of Kenyon Green.
Well, the dead giveaway to me, you know what it was. He said wrecking havoc.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not the word.
What is the word?
What is it?
Wreaking
havoc. Okay. All right. So at least as of yet, Kenyon Green hadn't been out here getting his stuff done up. But yes, you did get got a little bit, especially if you're on social media and you saw that particular tweet. But, I mean, that will be something interesting to watch. That particular matchup is going to be a menace for him. Although, we should have known, especially that before we get to training camp, how bad can you get beaten when we don't got pads and stuff on? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder how true that tweet going to end up being at
Not
some
that
point.
True. Yeah, I mean,
I can't imagine he gets six consecutive plays. Kenny Green ain't that bad, is he?
And actually, the reports are, you know, obviously, it's going to be good reports because they traded for him. But, I mean, they have been like he's showing some signs. You know, he's showing some signs of picking things up.
All right, a couple more before we go. I would say that this is losers here. Mavs fans in particular. Don Nelson, legendary Mavs head coach, and, you know, Stoner, pothead, who be out there in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But also very, very good coach, right? I didn't want to ignore that. He was accepting the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. Funny enough, sitting next to Rick Carlisle, who former Mavs coach, now Pacers head coach in this finals. He was accepting it. And while he was accepting it, he kind of twisted the knife on one of the most perplexing NBA trades ever 4 months later. Listen to Don Nelson here.
And Luca, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. Just got on the market. And I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him. And I want everybody to know that.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's 4 months on.
Yeah.
He was just like, hey, just so you know, I think it's bad, too.
Tell you what, no filter, man, especially once you get to a certain age. Just like, they'll tell you what they think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then a winner, and I think this is something that the NBA is doing in general. Do you like this? Apparently, at the Pacers team store specifically, but I imagine that it's also happening with other other NBA Finals participants that has been there. Pacers are having fans to bring player jerseys in and apply the NBA Finals patch to the back of
it
for $20. So you don't have to buy a specific NBA Finals jersey.
Love it.
You can bring in a jersey for this season to their concourse or their team store and just get the patch.
That seemed like the best way to do it, to be honest.
Well, it's not the most profitable, which is the surprise, and which is what I like. Like, they now we have the jerseys that you were already wearing with an NBA Finals logo on it.
Here's $175 for the jersey.
Like, you talk about goodwill and, you know, for fans that are there. I mean, and it's in the state, in the arena, right?
Yeah, they're doing it on the concourse and at the team store, multiple places.
But both of those are at the play at the arena, so they're at the game. They're spending their money, you know. Yeah. Just give them that.
Yeah, it made no sense for if you already got a jersey,
yes,
and then it's like, oh, you want to get the one just with the trophy on the side of?
Yeah,
I'm like, man, I got to pay full price for that.
I want an iron on.
Yeah,
something like that.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I'll circle back around to the big news on the day. Nick Chubb in the building looking to sign. How are you feeling about it? Who might this affect? And possibly there was a hypothetical that was thrown out there that I might want to throw up there to you, Lopez. Let's do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.